that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sen. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch. The light's probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 42. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and today we are talking about our own promos. This is Brian from Canada, and I'm flying solo this time. We recorded 4 different promo spots in early 2009 that have been released and have been played on other podcasts, but we haven't actually played it on our own, so I'm going to talk a little bit about how we made these promos and play them for you. I wrote the scripts for these promos. Our regular podcasts are not scripted. We go from an outline, but we don't use scripts. But for these promos, we did use scripts. And after I had written them, Eamon recorded all of the lines in the scripts. And then I recorded all of the lines in addition, lined everything up in an editor, and then mixed things together so you could go from one line to the other and have both of us in there. This is how the first one sounds.
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast. Part 1.
The Quatermass Method.
Simply recast a new actor in the original role. Hope that no one notices that a familiar character now looks completely different. This was also famously used in the James Bond films.
For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast at www.britishinvaders.com. The background music in that was Mars, the Bringer of War, from The Planets by Gustav Holst, which is old enough that it's in the public domain, and that particular recording was also placed in the public domain. That is the regular closing theme music that we use for British Invaders. We like it because it was used in Quatermass, one of the first very big British sci-fi television programs, and it's been used in some other things, and Mars is a very common idea in science fiction. I realize that the background music in these promos may be a little bit quiet depending on what type of system you're listening on and what kind of background noise you have, and I'm sorry about that. That's just my own judgment from the kind of equipment I have when I'm mixing it. This is how the second one sounds.
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast. Part 2. The Blake 7 Method.
Remove the character from the scripts. Introduce a new replacement character. Eventually, few of the original characters will be present, and the series will barely resemble its original form.
For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast. www.britishinvaders.com.
The background music in that was really just a couple of loops from the GarageBand software by Apple. It was first acoustic guitar picking 18, which sounds like this. And then acoustic guitar picking 7, which sounds like this. I added a volume curve so it starts quiet, gets louder, gets quiet again, and so on, which makes the whole thing sound a little more musical.
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast.
Part 3. The Doctor Who Method.
Give the character the ability to completely alter his appearance, and thus be played by any available actor.
This also lets the character evolve into suitable form for any given audience.
For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast.
www.britishinvaders.com. For the background music in this one, I actually did a little bit of singing. I sang one little clip in 3 parts that sounds like this.
British Invaders.
I also sounded a little bit in 4 parts that sounds like this.
British Invaders.
Again, I assembled them together and added a volume curve to give a shape to the whole thing.
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast.
Part 4. The Robin of Sherwood Method.
Remove the character from the scripts and replace him with an entirely similar character. Create a highly elaborate scenario that puts the new character into the same situation as the original.
The transition is completed when the replacement character adopts the same name as his predecessor. For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast
at www.britishinvaders.com. BritishInvaders.com.
The background music in that, once again, was Mars from the Planets by Holst. If you want to play any of these promos or all of these promos in a podcast of your own, please let us know. If you ask us to play a promo of yours in return, of course, we would be happy to do that. You can reach us at BritishInvaders@gmail.com, and you can find us at www.BritishInvaders.com. We have a Facebook group as well, so please join us there to join into the discussions. We will be coming back after just a little bit of a delay with our next full episode pretty soon. So thank you for listening, and this is Brian from Canada, signing off.